It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, bright morning, morning.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very very beautifully reported to have said The one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala. Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Marhaba khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this brand new, lovely, beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah. Let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned and stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make good intentions such as, when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the awliya and buzurgan deen, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And inshallah azawajal, likewise, whatever I learn today, whatever we learn today, we will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. And inshallah, we will try and listen to the entire discussion from beginning to end, so we may gain lots of understanding and lots of ilmedin as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Make your good intentions. The more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we also will be discussing something very beautiful, and that is the blessings of virtuous actions. How important it is for a person to strive and become pious. A person tries and does good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how important is this? How necessary is it? What are the rewards for doing virtuous actions? Inshallah, today we will learn as well as we learn about some sayings of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully they gave us advice and nasihat and informed us that, you know, every time a person needs to keep himself busy in trying to perfect himself and trying to go closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we'll discuss this today. And as you know, it's our custom and tradition of this beautiful silsila that in the beginning we listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the praise of the beautiful words or the beautiful things associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, now we will be listening to a very beautiful kalam. And inshallah azawajal, when we return from this beautiful kalam, then we will be discussing our beautiful topic, which is the blessings of virtuous actions. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle Madina huzoor ka phir madine پھر مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے، پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، 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 مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ، یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری، موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھے دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو۔ پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔ فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو۔ پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔ محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو۔ پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔ ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری، ہو در تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ۔ وی ور ڈسکسنگ دا بیوٹیفل ٹاپک وتھ ریگارڈس ٹو دا بلیسنگز آف ورچوس ایکشنز، آف گڈ ایکشنز، آف نیک اعمال۔ سبحان اللہ، سیدنا محمد بن حسین رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہیز مینشنڈ، آئی سو دیٹ سیدنا معاویہ اسود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was continuously crying in the middle of the night, and these words with pearls of wisdom were coming out from his blessed mouth. Subhanallah. Number one, beware whoever makes this world his objective and spends all his time in gaining this world. On the day of judgment, he will have to face much sorrow and distress. Number two, whoever remembers the matters that will happen in the year after and always remembers the difficulties and worries that will occur on the day of judgment, then he has an aversion to this world. Means he dislikes this world. Subhanallah. How beautiful is these two points? There are more, but we'll discuss these two. That the first, the person who makes this world his objective and spends all his time in attaining this world, on the day of judgment, he will have to face, you know, sorrow, distress and discomfort. It's a very important piece of advice for each and every person out there. That, remember, our purpose in this world is to worship only and solely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our purpose is not to earn this world. Our purpose is not to sit and live in the luxuries of this world. Our purpose is not to, you know, just make sure that the world is perfect and we're not worrying about the hereafter. No, no, no. This world is actually a field for the hereafter. You sow here, you grow your crops here, you do everything here, then inshallah you will see the fruits in the hereafter. So the base of everything is this world. This world is actually a preparing field for the hereafter. This world is not something where a person needs to live in this world in such a way where he feels that, you know, I'm not going to leave, I'm not going to die, I'm not going to pass away, whatever the case is. No, no, that's not how a mu'min is supposed to be. A mu'min is a traveler. And a musafir, a traveler, when he goes to a certain place, he doesn't go there and live in such a way as if he's going to stay there forever. No, he just goes there, he does his job, and then he comes back. That's how it is. We as mu'mineen, we as believers, we are here in this world, we are just travelers. Our job is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be on the path of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to prepare ourselves for the hereafter. And inshallah, once our time is completed, then we will move towards the hereafter. So this is one thing which every person needs to make clear in his mind. Don't say, no, Manasa was saying, you know, we shouldn't have any businesses, we shouldn't earn any earnings, any income, we shouldn't take care of all of those things, we shouldn't take care of our family. No, no, it's important. You need to take care of your family, you need to have a business, you need to have some source of income. But don't make that your priority. And a person, you know, gets lost in it in such a way, and he gets engrossed in his business, in his wealth, in such a way that he forgets about the hereafter. No, no, no. You do your business, you do your trading, you earn your income. At the same time, you take out time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take out time for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take out time for preparation of the hereafter. And you don't engross yourself just in the luxuries of this world. The second piece of advice, whoever remembers the matters that will happen in the hereafter and always remembers the difficulties, the horrors and the worries of the day of judgment, then that person has a disliking towards this world. So there, the first piece of advice, he gave you the, you know, a nasihat, an advice, right? That, see, on the day of judgment, you will have to face lots of sorrow if you give priority to this world. And now he is telling you how to save yourself from this world, that a person who always remembers the difficulties of the hereafter, the problems of the hereafter, the worries of the hereafter. That's automatically when your mind is focused towards the hereafter, then automatically your heart will start moving away from this world and you will start preparing yourself mentally, physically, spiritually for the hereafter. Subhanallah, the third piece of advice which he gave, if you wish to attain comfort and peace and to gain great blessings, then sleep less at night and make it a habit of worshipping at night. Allah, 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 Allah. Do you want to attain these blessings? What you do is you sleep less and you worship at night. And as we mentioned previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that ibadat which is done in the night. Salatul layl, the salatul tahajjud, all of this is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, in such a manner that, you know, he's alone, in seclusion, away from the people, away from the thoughts of people, away from the words of the people. But it's at that time where everyone is sleeping, that time where everything is quiet. And a person leaves his warm bed, he goes and makes wuzu, and then he goes on the musalla and he makes dua and he performs salah. Allah ta'ala loves that. Because a person sacrificed his pleasures, his desires, his bed, his warm bed, you know, his sleep, and he came to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, 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 then that night ibadat, that is beloved to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very beautifully he mentioned, if you wish to attain comfort, peace, and to gain lots of blessings, The method is you sleep less at night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Then he mentioned, when someone gives you advice, invites you towards righteousness and forbids you from evil, then accept his invitation. Allah, Allah, that's another beautiful advice for all of us. Someone is giving you nasihat, he is stopping you from something, he is telling you this is right, this is wrong, or you are doing that, it's wrong, you are doing this, it's right, mashallah, he's encouraging you to do good, and he's preventing you from doing evil, from doing bad, then you know, respect that person, listen to that person, accept his words. Unfortunately, we are all living in this world where, you know, even if we did something wrong, we don't want anyone to rectify us, we don't want anyone to correct us, we don't want anyone to tell us anything. No, what we did, deep down somewhere in our heart, we'll know that something was wrong which we did, but no, we don't want anyone to speak to us. Yes, if someone did something, we must be the first one to speak against them, to correct them, to say, you know, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, no. But if we're doing something, then nobody must open their mouth against us. And if somebody even rectifies us, then we're the first people to start screaming, to shouting, to you know, causing, making a commotion and making a big problem out of something very, very small. No. The people, the pious people, the people of Allah, the people who are humble in heart, the people who have, you know, closeness and proximity to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever anyone gives them nasihat, anyone gives them advice, anyone mentions something to them, then they always, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, they always accept it wholeheartedly. And this is the sign that the person doesn't have takabbur, he doesn't have pride, he doesn't have arrogance. That when someone is advising him, someone is telling him something, he accepts the advice. Whether the one informing him is a young boy or an elderly person, he accepts it. Yes, it doesn't mean that if there's someone younger than you, then he cannot rectify you for any matter. No, it's possible that you are doing something which is wrong, or you did something which is wrong and he knows it. And if he rectifies you, he is 100% correct. Whether he is a small child, or whether he is someone very younger to you, whether he is your own son. If he is rectifying you and he is correcting you, you must appreciate him. On the other hand, likewise, if it's some elderly person, they have more wisdom, they have more understanding, they love their life, they know, you know, which decisions to make, which decisions to refrain from, alhamdulillah. So when they give you advice, then you take it wholeheartedly, you accept it, you very beautifully, you know, take it in a positive manner. So this is a very beautiful piece of advice. And it's also a very effective way to clean your heart and to make sure your heart is absolutely clean and free from any sort of arrogance and takabbur and pride. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he said, do not be sad over the sustenance of the people left behind, as you have not been made responsible for their sustenance. Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, get yourself ready for that great day when you will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be present in his court. You will be asked questions. Get busy in always preparing yourself for that difficult day. That don't forget the hereafter. You will have to be giving answers there. Accountability will be taken. Hisab kitab will be done. What you did, what you didn't do, why you didn't do it, why you did that. Everything will be asked. Your salah, your youth, how you spend your youth, where you earned your earnings, how you spent your earnings, everything. It will be asked. So prepare yourself for those questions. Whenever we have an exam in today's time, We make sure we have the answers, we make sure we study well, we make sure everything is firm, we won't sleep at night, we'll take medicine, we'll take something to remove our sleep, whatever it is, but we make sure that we are well prepared for the exam. And once you write the exam, then we're happy, you know, I gave the answer. So here also, the questions are given to you in the grave, in the hereafter, and you need to prepare for those answers. You need to prepare, you are going to be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The questions will be asked to you, what answers are you going to give? There you can't lie, there you can't cheat, there you can't copy from anybody, there you can't, you know, tell somebody to help you and pass the exam, whatever the case is. No, nothing like that is going to happen. There your own body parts will testify against you. There your own people will testify against you. There the places you went to will testify against you. Everything is going to happen. Where you going to hide, where you going to run. So prepare yourself for those questions which are going to be asked. Subhanallah. Then he says, perform virtuous actions in abundance and fill your treasure of the hereafter by performing virtuous actions as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow. When you're going to grow a fistful beard, when I reach the age of 40, when you're going to start performing salah? No. Once I reach the age of 25, when you're going to start keeping your fast of Ramadan? Once I retire from my job, tell me, do you know you are going to live until the day you will retire? Do you know you're going to live to see tomorrow so you can perform salah? Do you know you're going to live till the age of 40 so you can grow your beard? No. A very beautiful Chinese proverb is, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. You missed your chance, you missed it, but do it now. Why are you delaying more? I will do it tomorrow, I will do it the after tomorrow, I'll start in so time. Those people who said, no, we'll start, everything happened, and they even left this world, but the day didn't come where they will start. So, very beautifully he says, perform your virtuous actions in abundance, and then fill your treasure of the hereafter by performing these virtuous actions as soon as possible. Start now, so you can start accumulating the wealth for the hereafter, means your rewards and your good deeds. Subhanallah. Then he furthermore, very beautifully, he says, abstain from being engaged in useless activities and prepare for death before you die. Otherwise, you will regret a lot afterwards. Yes, you will regret. On the day of Qiyamah, in the hereafter, I wasted my time in this world. I could have done this. And people will request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, if only, and they will have this desire, if only we have the chance to go back, we can worship a bit more, we can perform more salah, we will do more of that, we'll do more of this. And so all of these questions are there. All of these difficult things are there. So do whatever you want to do now, so tomorrow you don't have any regret. Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo, abhi noori jama tum ho. Subhanallah. Then he also says that when your soul is leaving your body and reaches your throat, all the things that you liked and desired will remain in this world, and at that time you will feel utmost regret. Therefore, prepare yourself for the hereafter before that time arrives. Your money, your business, your family, your children, your house, your partnership, your car, your wealth, everything. Those things you lied for, those things you cheated for, those things you went against the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for, those things, you know, you did every wrong thing just to attain it. All of those things will be left here. Your wealth, your business, your bank balance, everything will be here. What you're taking with you is your deeds. And when you look in your account, you see that your good deeds are zero and your bad deeds are a lot. That's the only thing which is coming with you. Your money is not going to help you. Your car is not going to help you. Your bank balance is not going to help you. Your status is not going to help you. Yes, you had lots of respect amongst your community. Everyone loved you. Everyone called you Hazrat. You know, they kissed your hands. They kissed your feet. They respected you. Whenever you walked past, they stood up. Now nothing is going to help you. Those people who used to respect you, they will remain behind. Your muridin, your followers, the people who loved you. Whatever it is, everyone is there. What you're taking with you is only your deeds. Good deeds, bad deeds. That's all. Now decision is there. What is more? Your good deeds are more, your bad deeds are more. In this world, what did you do? How much money you earned? Which car you drove? Which house you lived in? That's all one side. That's not even worried about. The thing is, what actions you did, what actions you didn't do, that's what's going to matter in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these beautiful pieces of advice, which Hazrat very beautifully gave, it's every piece of advice is, you know, something to open our eyes, an eye-opener. That we need to think and ponder that, are we doing virtuous actions? Are we striving to go towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Unfortunately, today's time is such, you know, it's so filthy that if somebody tries to do something to go close to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the next person will start mocking him, will start teasing him. Somebody makes the intention, from today I'll grow a fistful beard. It's wajib, it is necessity. He makes the intention, tomorrow his friends will start teasing him. Oh, you became Mulana, you became this, you became Hazrat, you want to become pious. So much so that the person, you know, he'll become fed up, and ma'adhullah, he'll leave that good deed. A mu'min was supposed to be that person who does good deeds himself and encourages others to do good deeds. Orders them, you know, come reform yourself, rectify yourself, come worship Allah and please his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's time, the case is different. That a mu'min himself doesn't do any good deeds, and he doesn't let anyone else do any good deeds as well. It is as if ma'adhullah, he is saying that, you know, ma'adhullah, I am going to Jahannam, I'll take you to Jahannam with me as well. I am going to Jahannam, I won't let you go to Jannat. No. That's not how a mu'min, how a believer is. Look at the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Look at the life of the Awliya-i-Izam. Look at the life of these pious personalities. That if they saw the Muslim brother is going through a difficult time, something he is doing which is not right, they would encourage him, motivate him. They themselves would be on the straight path and take their brothers also on the straight path. And that is how a friend is supposed to be. This is how a Muslim brother was supposed to be. Would you like that, you know, you are going to Jannah, for example, and your brother, your mother, your father, your sister, they are going to Jahannam? No, you won't like that. You want to go Jannah, you want to take your family with you to Jannah as well. You want to go Jannah, you want to take your children with you to Jannah as well. You want to go Jannah, you want to take your wife and your family members, everyone with you to Jannah. So what is this that you yourself not performing Salah, you're stopping him from performing Salah as well. You yourself not obeying Allah, you're stopping him from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. No, that's not how it's supposed to be. You were supposed to rectify yourself and make sure he is also rectifying himself. So tomorrow if somebody starts Salah, don't tease him. Don't say that, you know, now you became a Hazrat, you became Mulana. Encourage him and learn from him that he started, you should also start now. Tomorrow a person adorns his face with the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a first full beard. Don't tease him, don't mock at him. Learn from him, encourage him, and you also do the same thing. Tomorrow a person starts becoming respectful towards his asatiza, his murshid, his parents. Don't say, oh, now you became a very pious person. No, respect him, love him for that, and you also learn from him. Very beautiful piece of advice. That look at the good deeds of someone, the good actions of someone, and learn from him and take some advice from it. And look at the bad deeds of someone and also take a lesson from it, means refrain from those deeds. So if you see anyone has a good quality, make a niyyah that you will instill that good quality in your lifestyle. And you see anyone doing something bad, then prevent him from it. Stop him, rectify him, and make an intention that you won't include that bad quality in your life as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is how the pious, our pious predecessors, the awliya-i-kiram, were. That they would look for those good qualities in people, try and implement it in their lifestyle, and encourage the others as well. And if anyone was doing anything bad, they would keep in their mind that, you know, I'm not going to do this bad action. They would rectify the person, and they would refrain from that bad act. And that's how slowly, slowly, slowly a person starts going closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these small things which we don't even think about, we don't even worry. You know, we think that the person who's performing salah the entire night, he can only be a pious person. No, these small things also play very important roles. This is how beautiful the deen of Islam is. I mean, that person who is performing worship the entire night, at the same time he's backbiting, he's lying, you know, he's... arguing with people, fighting with people. Who is better, him or that person who only performs his 5 salah? He's not performing salah the entire night, he's nawafil. He's only performing 5 salah, but he doesn't backbite anyone. He doesn't lie, he doesn't cheat, he doesn't deceive anyone. He respects his parents, he respects everyone. Who is more better? Obviously this person. Because that person is worshipping the entire night, but his other actions are, you know, putting a bad reputation and a bad image on his personality. On the other hand, this person is not doing that much ibadah the entire night, and he's not standing for the entire night worshipping in one corner, and that he's doing his faraid. But look at the other beautiful things he's doing, the small things which pay a big price in the end. So everything happens gradually and slowly. If you want to rectify yourself, you want to start doing good actions, you want to start doing good deeds, start slowly. Do it for yourself, and then inshallah azawajal, encourage others to also do good deeds. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. This is the beautiful advice which we learned from the pious personalities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beautiful pieces of advice we learned from Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muawiyah Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon these beautiful pieces of advice. Inshallah azawajal, we'll listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls, and as soon as we return, we will be discussing the end of today's beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, is there a yardstick using which we can be rest assured that whatever we're doing is the right thing? Let's inshallah see guidance from the beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is narrated that there was a Sahabi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the name of Sayyidina Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a very pious and Allah-fearing person. And he would cry in the fear of Allah. And he says that once I thought that I would go to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask him about the recognition of piety and evil deeds. When I have had this intention in my heart, I presented myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at me, he said, "Udnu ya Wabisa," meaning, "Come closer, O Wabisa." And when I went closer, until my knees were touching the knees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. Now, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to Sayyidina Wabisa, "Wabisa, should I tell you what you are here to ask me?" And Sayyidina Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala then says that, I said, "Ya Rasulullah, please say it." The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then stated, "Wabisa, you are here to ask me about piety and virtues and evil deeds." When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, he put his three fingers joined together and put it over the heart of Sayyidina Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said to him that you should inquire your heart about it. The piety is that on which your heart is at peace, and the sin is which on which, you know, your heart is in doubt. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Such a beautiful yardstick given by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to our hearts and how we as the Ummah, as the believers, we should consult our hearts in matters when we are in doubt, inshallah azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts at peace and keep our lives and our lifestyle on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله. Welcome back to our beautiful silsila, and we were discussing the blessings of virtuous actions, how to make sure we are doing good deeds, how to rectify ourselves, and how to encourage others as well to do good deeds and to obey Allah and His beloved and most noble Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions in the 30th para, Surah Bayyina, ayat number 7 and 8, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, "Innal ladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihati ulaika hum khayrul bariyah, jazaohum 'inda rabbihim jannatu 'adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada radiyallahu 'anhum wa radu 'anhu dhalika liman khashiya rabbah." Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed, those who believed and did good deeds, it is they who are the best of creation. Their reward with their Lord is gardens for dwelling, beneath which streams flow, in which they will abide forever and ever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Thus, reward is for the one who fears His Lord. Subhanallah. Indeed, those who believed and did good deeds, it is they who are the best of creation. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that you are the best of creation if you do these things. You bring Iman, you believe in Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you do the good deeds. What more is being demanded from you? Nothing else. You're not being made to ask to move a mountain from its place. Or you're not being made to ask to build a house of gold or something. No, bring Iman, do good deeds. That is your life. That is what you need to do. That is your path towards Jannah. Simple. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. That is what you must do. So, very beautifully the Quran kept our purpose of creation in front of us and also taught us, you know, that just this much you must do and you must know, inshallah, the path to Jannah will be easy for you. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentioned in Surah Yunus, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, those who accepted faith and did good deeds, their Lord will guide them due to their faith. Rivers will be flowing beneath them in the gardens of bounty. Same thing. Those who accepted faith and did good deeds, you will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to start, inshallah, working towards this beautiful purpose of creation. We need to start rectifying ourselves, inshallah, rectifying others as well. And inshallah, azawajal, we will see the path towards Jannah will be open for us. The path towards the court of Allah will be open for us. Every person needs to take care of himself and those around him. If you are a father, you take care of yourself, your children, your wife. It's your responsibility to rectify them, to motivate them to do good deeds. You are a mother, you have a saying, you know, you have your children, you have your husband, you encourage them, you motivate them to do good things. You are a parent, you are a child, you can motivate your siblings, you can motivate your parents. Whatever the case is, you are a brother, you motivate your sister, you motivate your brother. You are a friend, you motivate your friend. You are a teacher, you motivate your student. You are a murid, you motivate other murids. You are a peer of murshid, you motivate your murid. So these are all beautiful things. Every person has some role model, some you know, responsibility on his shoulders. So you need to do for others, you know, what you feel is the right path, is the right thing to do on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, you have everything, you lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. New, exciting and beautiful topic. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning.